The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous
K-Rock. Hell yeah, welcome to K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Feeling them vibes from all weekend long.
I swore I wouldn't call and let the Dodgers win it in the Grand Slam and the freaking World Series.
People very excited, understandably, which is why we're here. It's why the goat line is there. If you have emotions coursing through your veins, you don't know who else to tell. You don't want to break a TV or throw something, you can always call that goat line, 844-956. G-O-A-T. This hour on the show, lots to get to, including, turns out, Vanessa is very impressed by magic. Who knew that she would be so impressed by a magician?
Yes, I think she's an easily impressed person in general.
Not
you
by
say?
This show. A lot of times this show will end and she'll go, today very so-so at best. Like, not by this show, but boy, when she saw it, I mean, I looked at the trick that she was...
Lame, right?
Okay, well, I just didn't capture the cool trick. Once I was mind blown, I'm like, okay, do another trick. And then it was the ring.
The guy basically took a ring off his finger and put it on another finger. And Vanessa was like, oh my gosh. Like, you guys, we'll post a video, but this audio is crazy. So.
What's great was that she starts filming and then she's like, do you mind if I film this? I have to send this to my show.
You're not, Vanessa, you're saying
that
you're not.
That is not how you I sounded.
You know exactly how you sounded.
You don't think you were drunk when you sent us this?
How many drinks did you have?
Put it on. No, I wasn't drunk.
You're telling me this is sober.
That was a tipsy me.
I have this for. Can I do this?
Oh, yeah, you can film something. Let me see.
This is for some people.
This is for some people. Like,
you have a ring on your finger?
Yes.
Can I see it?
Yeah, this one.
Put it on my finger.
Can you put it on your finger?
I couldn't because I was holding the phone.
So it's your ring, yeah?
Yes, that's
both sides.
Yes!
So now we know it's on the finger.
It's your ring on both sides? Yes!
That is my ring on
all
both sides.
All the way around, it's mine.
It's amazing.
You stare at the middle, something weird happens. Watch. It looks like the ring goes right through the finger.
I mean, she's blown away.
And this is that trick where, like, you move your finger really fast.
Right.
So it looks like it just comes off of your finger, but you kind of just bend your finger and, like, take it off. It's like a sleight of hand type of thing.
She's blown away. She is blown away.
Okay, but guys, he had a deck of cards that were red.
A what of cards?
A what?
A deck. That's
a trick, all right.
A deck of cards.
I'd like to see that trick.
Okay.
Okay, they were all red. They were the red kind.
Oh, I'm sure they were red.
And then he asked us, what's your favorite color? And I said green. I'm not kidding, guys. They turned green. I was like, whoa, how?
Yeah, she talks about that trick. Listen, she's
I was like, whoa,
listen,
magic.
Listen.
Guys, he switched the cars from red to green. I'm not kidding.
She's blown away. She's blown away. I hope something in your life impresses you as much as magic impressed Vanessa.
Can we get Vanessa to the Magic Castle?
Oh, God, we got to do that.
I feel
that.
Like she would just crap her pants.
It's unbelievable. Get into a brand new hour of the show starting right now here on the world famous K-Rock. Happy Monday. Halloween is almost here, so you're going to start seeing people just walking around wearing costumes now during the day, which is weird because I understand when there's parties involved, you'd expect to see people in costumes. Went to a few this weekend, and of course, everyone was in costume, and some people would even send a reminder text, just a reminder, it's dress up only, costumes mandatory. But then there's the people that can't escape. This is their week, and they, you know, I know we made the correlation between Disney adults and people that are like obsessed with Halloween, and maybe they're not necessarily the same people, but they are kind of the same types of people where they go, the entire week of Halloween, I will be in a costume.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're the people that just like to live in a fantasy world.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, you look like us, you want to figure out any excuse you can to put on a mask or change it up a little bit.
Yeah, and for me, it really is just an opportunity to be comfortable.
Right.
I'm not like a, hey, I'm going to dress up as something sexy, which I did kind of pledge to do this year and it's already falling through. But I usually end up in a onesie or something with slippers. I was a cat lady one year. That was very comfortable. So if you can just find a way to basically wear pajamas all day, right, I think that that's a win.
That's the key. If you can figure out 16 different ways to work a bathrobe into your costume.
Totally.
For a while, I was doing that. And everyone's like, are you Harvey Weinstein again? I'm like, no, I'm not Harvey Weinstein. I'm just a guy in a bathrobe. Just relax with this. But this weekend, I did... I've run out of activities at this point because I've already hit the pumpkin patch circuit. I've already hit all of the things that you have to do, you know, the obligatory things you have to do when you have kids. And it's hard now because it used to be you'd have to actually go out and seek a pumpkin patch. You have to drive to a farm or something. It was like a mission. Now they just take any old parking lot and they throw a bunch of hay on the ground and have pumpkins. But
where do you think they get their pumpkins? Do they think they go to real pumpkin patches, hack them off, and then sell them?
I think they're probably doing what we do. They're buying the cheap ones outside of like Target
Bonds
and Trader Joe's, and
yeah,
then they're just jacking the price right up.
Yep.
I mean, because you think about it, if they're getting them, what a markup that is. If you're buying them for $4 outside of a Target.
And then selling them for $24.
That's like an unbelievable plan.
Yeah, it's like a small to medium pumpkin's like $25.
And there's no guarantee. I learned this very quickly. Zero guarantees. If the pumpkin rots by the time it gets to your car, that's on you. Like, of the, whatever, let's just say five I purchased this year, three of them are already unrecognizable.
Well, there are some, there was like a trend this year of green pumpkins. Did you see that?
No, but it would have been better than what I have.
I think they're already rotting when you buy them.
Everything I have is liquid pumpkin at this point. I got one left that may be carvable, but everything else is completely destroyed.
So what did you do this weekend then?
This weekend was the first time I went to the world's worst Halloween activity, and that is the corn maze. Because the corn maze is like an escape room, except...
There's no fun.
And every turn is just more corn. And it's not even the corn you can eat. Like, I would like a corn maze... If every time you got somewhere, they're like, and now
popcorn,
it's...
Popcorn, kettle corn.
It's cream corn. There's so many good types
cream
of corn. There's so many good types of corn
the
out there.
The worst corn.
I don't... They're all good. You know,
cream corn's not so bad.
The worst corn is the kind that is sitting right there on the stupid stalk that you can't even eat.
Yeah.
Because that's all I get.
Well, and most of them, I think, are just... There's one way in, one way out. It's not really... They take away the maze factor as well, don't they?
Well, I couldn't figure it out.
Oh, really?
They said it's...
But you can. They're designed for children.
I think they're designed to just, you go one way, and there's illusion of, like, maybe you can go that way, but it really all just goes to the same place.
I ended up getting legitimately lost inside of one and had to do the thing that they said, please don't do, which is make your own path through the growing corn and
really?
Just escape. Yeah, and I was, and I guess I'm an idiot or something, but I couldn't figure it out. And then at the end, they said, did you, you know... Because they want to, you're supposed to
time yourself.
Not time. No, I would have lost that. No,
they give. Wait, were your kids with you?
Yeah, they figured it out. Yeah, they got through.
They
met me at the exit. They were good. No, we were all stuck in this mess together, and I guess there was a map. Apparently, I didn't know.
Yeah, but they show you the map at the beginning, and what, are you supposed to memorize
it?
No one has a photographic memory
right.
like that.
So I got my phone out and tried to GPS it, but they didn't have anything about how to
get... Can Google Maps tell me how to get out of this maze?
I realized how dependent I was on them. I was like, oh, do I make a left in 300 feet or a right? Because both directions seem like more corn.
So you just started... Did you ever get back to the entrance?
No, I exited the side through like a gate, and then I kind of walked around and had this walk of shame, and then some guy stopped me and he's like, "Are you looking for the entrance?" And I go,
"You're like, I'm looking for the cream corn. Where is it?"
I'm looking for the exit, and apparently I'm not good at it. So I feel like now I've officially done. There's nothing left to do now because at this point, I've done it all. I've done all.
Well, yeah, at this point now, you don't have to do anything else.
That's great. Finally, I did it.
You made it.
I may.
You made it through the corn maze of Halloween.
There's no one more excited for November 1st than me. I'm just saying.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's terrible, Allie. Sorry to hear that.
Share that with everyone in a moment. But first, Dory, you're on K-Rock from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Hi.
Okay, there we go.
I have not heard someone scream like that since Vanessa saw a magic trick, but congratulations. You are going to Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl.
I love him. He loves the animals.
He does.
And I love K-Rock.
He does.
Wonderful.
I believe
wonderful.
When we got these tickets, Vanessa said it was Sean Gervais.
Sean Gervais will be back at the forum is what she said. And we knew what she meant was that Ricky Gervais would be at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
So as a result, you will be there as well. And I believe you got those tickets as early as even, I mean, it's not till May, that show. So you'll forget you won them and then you'll be reminded of, set or put something in your phone to remind you that you're going, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Sweet Tibbetts. Thanks for starting your day with us. Go spread the word and help us too. Hashtag grow the show. Allie, tragic. Really tragic.
Look, I think that we've all missed out on something big just because we weren't feeling well, right? You were sick and you missed it.
Being fake sick is the greatest thing ever because if you're fake sick, you're usually missing something you don't want to do something you want to do. But when you are real sick and you actually get to that point where you go, I just cannot do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to miss a thing you really want to do because you're sick.
Especially if you're trying to rally or if you think, like in my case, I got sick on Tuesday of last week. I was thinking by this weekend, I would be fine.
Right.
Most sicknesses, I feel like you get a couple of bad days and then you start kind of coming out of it. And I am still just as sick as I was a week ago.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I wake up feeling the same.
Allie's been Googling.
I don't know what's happening.
She's been Googling symptoms now. I don't know where you are up to now in the alphabet, but you were looking to see if you have mono, maybe, because one of these ones that just sticks around.
Yeah,
whatever. Like, do I have walking pneumonia? Like, where is the point where you just say, I need to see somebody?
And whatever you have, I'm sure I'll have in, like, 3 more days. So
yes.
If you could do some research for me as well, that's great. Because a lot of times when you get something, I just assume that's coming my way.
I mean, it's just a virus, and then you're like, okay, well, forget it. I'm just going to let it pass, right? And then after a little while goes by, you're like, should I make a doctor's appointment? Do I want to go through all the thing? When I go in there, they're probably just going to be like, yep, it's a virus. All right, just wait it on out. Like, at what point are you like, I need to get...
But they may not say that. They could say, here's something that you have, and here's a way to treat it. They could say that, too.
Yeah, but what are the chances of that?
That's, I don't know, good? Good chances, probably?
I don't know. With my health insurance, I'll be like, cool, I have an appointment in May when Ricky Gervais is playing.
Yeah. The same day, actually, the doctor's going to be at Gervais. You can't see him that day. We'll have to push you in June.
So this weekend, we went to San Diego for a friend of ours' big baby shower. And another person who was invited to the baby shower was the friend of ours who has posed the idea of being in a throuple.
Oh, right. She wants to join your marriage because she's breaking up with some guy
or
something.
Well, they're not breaking up or getting divorced, but she's like, if it ever doesn't work out, I would see us all living together and being in like a kind of commune where we're all together.
Right.
And then there was a lot of question of whether or not that would be a sexual relationship. And I was like, why wouldn't that be a sexual relationship? Katie, my wife, kind of said, you know what? I don't see it as a sexual thing, but maybe you and her would want to hook up. I was like, that sounds great.
Yep.
Anyway, long story short, she decides to spend the night with us on Saturday night. It was like a last minute, hey, by the way, can I crash with you guys on Saturday night?
And Testing out the throuple thing?
And I was like, wow, this is great, right? I mean, the husband's not going to be there. There's not going to be kids. So then, I mean, my kid was there, but whatever. So I was thinking, wow, this is going to be great. This is an opportunity, right? And I was thinking, you know, we're going to be at a baby shower. Yeah, that's like during the day. But at night, you know, we could go out, we could drink at home. And then that's where these stories always lead, right? Is like, oh, we had one too many tequilas and then oopsie, we all had sex. So I was thinking that was going to be my weekend. And then this damn cold wouldn't go away. And I ended up sitting there. Well, she's drinking and Katie's drinking and I'm sitting there with a damn chamomile tea.
Oh, you're getting iced out.
Yeah, eating soup.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And her telling me about how she hooked up with other women in previous relationships.
Oh, the conversation was about how, because you weren't sure if she'd ever even been with women before. So now you know that she had been with women.
And even Katie made a comment like, oh, well, I know the two of you want to go at it, so you probably just should or something. And I was like sitting there with Kleenexes surrounding me going, there's no way anyone would want to sleep with me right now.
You know,
like, nobody in this house wants to get near me.
You know what no one has ever said? We had one too many chamomile teas. and then we all...
And I just, one thing led to another.
Yeah, you've never heard, it's never happened in the history. Like, the tequila
it wasn't me, it was the Mucinex talking.
Right.
Said right. No one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so I was just stuck there listening Zycan. About how she hooked up with her best friend, and then they didn't tell their boyfriends, and then they decided to have a threesome later with the boyfriend and all this stuff. And I was like, well, how was it? And she was like, oh, my God, it was amazing. Like, I would do it again in a heartbeat. And I'm like, God damn it, if my heartbeat wasn't and then I was irregular going, right now, I would be so excited about
so you
this.
You think that this was, if you were not sick, do you feel like it was 100% on? Or do you think that
it depends on if I would have been able to keep up from a drinking standpoint and kept the party going? You know what I mean? If I had been at 100%, I would have
focused.
Yes, I would have focused and I would have tried to make it happen.
And instead,
we watched a crappy Anna Kendrick movie and fell asleep.
Oh, man, that is, you guys are a thruple in the making right there. That's got all the makings you need.
God, I want a do over.
Well, you blew it.
I did blow my nose a lot.
Stargazing, K Rock. K-Rock, finale show. We're going to get out of here. Nicole Alvarez will be in 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock coming your way in moments. And I'm sure she'll have more stuff to give you as well. 90s at noon and surprises aplenty. Keep in mind, tomorrow we'll continue hooking you up with tickets to see Ricky Gervais, Hollywood Bowl. Major announcement coming later this week about some other stuff we have for you as well. Dodgers got another baseball game to play later on today as well. And I know we've been listening to some of the greatest calls from Friday night's Grand Slam. Bottom of the 10th, I saved the best for last.
Donc la défense déployée de façon conventionnelle face à Freeman. C'est lancé le premier lancé. C'est expédié du côté droit. Soto la titre. C'est un grand slam.
On vient de montrer des images de Kurt Gibson. Et là, ben c'est Freddie Freeman qui réécrit l'histoire. Le premier tir.
I could learn, I think, a lot of languages if I just learned through calls of big plays in sports.
Yeah.
I feel like I could almost today have picked up like 4 different languages.
You should do like a sports version of Duolingo.
Oh, my God. Because those are moments that I understand. I know what they're saying, kind of.
Well, like, every one of them said goodbye in their language.
Right. You heard sayonara. You heard adios. It was really kind of fascinating.
Right.
It was similar. But what a way to learn a new language.
I can't believe that's the... Not the gay sport highlight you gave me.
No, I know.
That's a frontier, the front of freedom. Yeah,
so many. All right, what do we got in takeaways today?
818, my takeaway is that all Vanessa really wants is a sister to fight with.
She just wants a sister.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I know. 818, my takeaway is every good maze ends with cream corn.
God, I wish.
626.
What a tease. You're in a corn maze for 45 minutes. Not one edible thing in there. So stupid.
Don't Jesus. Call it a corn maze.
I mean, I guess it is technically yes, I'm in the corn maze, but give me something to eat.
626, my takeaway is that Allie's son loves airplanes and crack.
Yeah, we did learn that. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, never let Allie choose your hotel or Airbnb ever.
That's a good takeaway. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Nerd?
My new lady is a real man.
That's right. Put this music behind anything you're doing. Feels better. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that if you want to get into a country, just let them fill you up.
All you got to
do
is let them fill you up.
That's
get strange. Any country you want to get into. Mm-hmm. Allie, got a takeaway from today's show?
My takeaway is Vanessa loves a big red deck.
That's right. Loves it. The bigger, the redder, the decker, the better. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Try to do it better. Omar, take us out.
They feel that, that, you know, they feel that,